When will I turn away from you? When will I, oh Allah, become good?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back in our silsila, in our program. As you know that in this program, we are trying to highlight some of the major sins that a person commits. And inshallah, azza wa jal, by highlighting these major sins, we need to be aware of what the sins are and what the consequences for committing these sins will be. And as we've heard in the previous silsilas, that the main consequence of committing these major sins will be that a person, he may lose his iman at the time of his death. So it's very, very important, my dear Islam brothers, that we listen to this very, very carefully. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla will be mentioning and we'll be talking about another major sin that has been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that has also been mentioned in the Quran as well. And sadly today, this is very, very common amongst not only children. You know, sometimes we say that it is amongst the children. Sadly, it is very, very common amongst the elders as well. And we need to be learning about this major sin so that we can keep away from it. But before we go into that, let's make good intentions that inshallah azza wa jal, whatever we are going to learn today, the main thing is that whatever we learn, we try to pass on to other people as well. Ballighu anni walau aya, pass on from me whatever you know. So whatever little we know, we should pass it on to other people as well. And inshallah azza wa jal, by this working together, we can try to eliminate this disease and this major sin from our society. Let's start with the blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnat, Shaykh al-Tariqah, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, has quoted this hadith which is written in Sa'adatul Darain. He says that Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Salam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he visited his brother Sayyiduna Usman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was looking very happy and was saying, I was privileged to see the blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream tonight. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave me a container filled with water. I drank water to my fill and I can still feel its coolness. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Salam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he asked, how did you obtain this rank? And he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, by the virtue of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Once a person, he came in the court of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and he humbly said, I want to bring iman on you, but I have four bad habits. And he wanted to accept Islam. And he says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the thing that is stopping me is that I have four bad habits. Number one, I drink alcohol. Number two, I am an adulterer. And number three, I am a thief. And number four, I lie and I don't speak the truth. People comment that you consider these things forbidden, whereas I do not have the ability to abandon them all. I can leave one of them for your sake. Please give me an advice to which of the four I should give up. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam advised him not to lie. The man embraced Islam and made a commitment that he will always speak the truth. When he departed, when he went from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was offered alcohol. He thought to himself, If I was questioned about this by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I told a lie in response, then it will be breaking a promise. And if I speak the truth, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will pronounce the prescribed sentence for sinning. Pondering over this, he refrained from it. Yani he did not drink alcohol. Then he had an opportunity to commit adultery, an addiction which is hard to leave, but he managed to control it. He thought of stealing, but at each urge he pondered, if I committed these crimes, I will be standing in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because I promised not to lie, I have to speak the truth. And if I speak the truth, then I will be ashamed in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told me not to lie. So each one by one, he abandoned all of their sins. My dear Islamic brothers, you know, this is a person who showed a firm determination of conviction of not telling a lie. He refrained from many major sins. All of these sins that person was committing, they were all major sins. And we've been through some of the sins. We've been through drinking alcohol. We've been through adultery. And, you know, we've been through all of these major sins that a person commits. And today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we're going to talk about the major sin of lying. Now, people might think that, you know, it's only a small lie. It's only a little lie. What was that? What's that going to say? What was that going to cause? Nothing. No harm done. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, lying is one of the major sins that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith many, many times. Now, lying is a very, very bad sin. It's a very, very bad habit. And sadly today, this bad habit, not only what we see is amongst the children, this bad habit is amongst the parents, is amongst the grandparents. And sadly today, in every walks of life, people sadly lie. And not just only one lie. That is why they say that for someone to cover up one lie, he's got to lie many times. You've done something wrong. Be honest. Put your hand up and say that, look, I made a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. We're all humans. But my dear Islam brothers, if we made a mistake and then we start to cover that mistake, now what we are doing is we are committing more major sins. Now, my dear Islam brothers, our duty as a Muslim is that whatever we learn, we try to pass this on to other people as well. So please, if you are doing anything else, leave everything for a short while and try to note things down. As we know, the best way of learning is to capture knowledge. And the way to capture knowledge is that you write it down. So let's start with one of the blessed verse of the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says inside the Holy Quran, verse number 30, Suratul Hajj, para number 17. وَجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and avoid false speech. And in another verse, 105 of Suratul Nahl, para number 14, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِ الْكَذِبَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, only those who do not believe in the signs of Allah attribute lies and fabrications, and they themselves are liars. Sadrullah Fazil, Allama Maulana Mufti, Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has commented on this, and he says that lying and blaming are the jobs of dishonest people. And Imamul Mutakallimeen, Allama Imam Fakhruddin Muhammad bin Umar Razi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has stated, the above mentioned blessed verse is a concrete proof on this thing, that lying is the greatest of the major sins and the worst of all the evils, because only that person can dare to speak a lie and blame others who does not believe in the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, or that person who is a non-Muslim. And the condemnation of Allah Azza wa Jal with such strict word is a severe warning from Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is a warning. You know, when you're driving a car and you see these warning signs, what does a person naturally, what do? You know, you embrace yourself, don't you? There is a warning, there is this sign is trying to warn me of something. You know, this sign is trying to warn me of an accident that has happened. So you're already prepared. You're already prepared for that, for something that is going to come ahead. In the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, Allah Ta'ala has warned us inside the Holy Quran. The Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has warned us inside the Blessed Hadith. And the ulama, the scholars, they keep on warning us about this major sin. And as good Muslims, and as good followers of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, we should take this on board. We should try to stop and try to refrain from committing these major sins. And then what happens that if a father is committing these sins, naturally what does happen? Naturally what happens is the children, they will pick up this bad habit from the father or the mother. We think to ourselves, look, my young one, he started to swear. Where has he learned all these swear words from? Yeah, straight away, because he hangs around with them, because he goes to school, he learns these bad words. But we never think to ourselves that we, you know, maybe at home, our environment is such that we swear amongst our own children. And for example, we might be going through a bad patch or some financial problem, and you'll be sat at home and something kicks off at home, and then you start swearing. So where does that little one pick up for swearing from? I'm sorry to say that he picks it up from the father. He picks it up from the mother or the grandparents or anyone older who is at home. Because always you'll be swearing at home. And this little one will be picking up these swear words. And then maybe one day will come that he will start to swear himself. And maybe the first person that he swears to is you. It's because he doesn't know what it means. He doesn't know if it's good or bad. He's just picked up a word from you. So it's very, very important, my dear Islam brothers. We need to make a good environment at home. And especially, if you want to make a good environment, a madani environment at home, the first thing that we need to do, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, what you are doing now is you are watching Madani Channel. This Madani Channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, will make a good environment at home. Because on Madani Channel, all the time, what do you see? You see scholars teaching you about the deen. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you see people who act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, passing on and conveying that message on to you as well. You see Amir Ahle Sunnah, one of the greatest walis of our time. Seriously, one of the greatest wali of our time. You see Amir Ahle Sunnah on Madani Channel. You see the way he sits, he talks. And even Madani Channel, you see Amir Ahle Sunnah's grandchildren as well. You see how Amir Ahle Sunnah deals with his grandchildren, how he talks to them, how he behaves with them. In the same way, this is the only reason that it is shown on Madani Channel, so that we can make this environment at home as well. Now, my dear Islam brothers, ponder seriously how the Quran condemns the liars and lying repeatedly and referring it to the hollowing of Iman. And it is also damages the inner selves of liars. Lying is such a devastating epidemic which keeps hollowing, undermining and crippling the Iman, as well as falling prey to this epidemic. Is also very unique, as each time while lying, the liar has the same thought, what big loss can it cause? Even though this evil brings loss in society, and the liar is recorded by Allah Azza wa Jal as a kazzab and enters into the fire of hell. And that's what was mentioned before. We sometimes think to ourselves, it's only a little lie. This won't make no difference. This won't cause no harm to anyone. But that small lie that we are saying, maybe that could. Remember, my dear Islam brothers, this is the thing that we kept on mentioning in the whole of this silsilas. You know, in the whole of this series, we kept on mentioning this, that do not commit a sin thinking to yourself that this is just a minor or only a small sin. Because on the day of judgment, that could be the greatest sin a person has ever done in his life. And that sin could be enough to put that person into the fire of hell. So if we've got this habit of lying, never, my dear Islam brothers, think to yourself that this is only a small lie, only a small sin. Let's further on, let's see what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the ahadith. In Sahih Muslim, hadith number 2607, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, speaking the truth is a virtue, and virtue leads to Jannah, and lying is a sin, and it leads you to the fire of hell. So speaking the truth will lead you to where? The garden of paradise. And Allah ta'ala has promised that those people who will be in paradise, there will be so many ni'mat, so many blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal in paradise. Such blessings that no eye has ever seen them, no ear has ever heard them, and no mind has ever thought of these blessings that are going to be rewarded, that are going to be given to a person who enters the Garden of Paradise. And the biggest reward that a person who is in the Garden of Paradise is that he will see his Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, with his own eyes. And it depends on the level. Yeah, you're going to have levels in Paradise as well. So it depends what level you are in Paradise. That is the amount of time that you will see Allah Azza wa Jal. And subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers, in Paradise, it depends on the level. So there will be such people, alhamdulillah, whose neighbors will be the awliya-i kiram. And those people whose level is higher than that, they will be with the anbiya-i kiram. So it all depends. You know, the thing is, we need to make a choice. You know, Allah Ta'ala has put both of these things in front of us. You know, because we've got aqal, we've got the intellect. It all depends what we choose. And sadly, if we choose sinning, if we choose lying, if we choose a sin, then what's going to happen is we're going to get punished and we're going to be deprived of the paradise. We're not going to enter paradise. But my dear Islam brothers, that's where, you know, we need to be really, really careful. We don't want to be committing a sin that will destroy everything that we have done. Another hadith quoted in Sahih Bukhari, hadith number 6094. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, undoubtedly, truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to Jannah. And undoubtedly, the person who continues speaking the truth until he becomes a truthful person, falsehood leads to sin, and a sin leads to the fire of hell. And a man may continue speaking until he is recorded as a kazzab, a great liar before Allah Azza wa Jal. Another hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, hadith number 6652, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, someone came to him and they humbly asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is that action which leads to the fire of hell? The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, when a bondsman speaks a lie, he commits a sin, and when he commits a sin, he shows ingratitude, and when he shows ingratitude, he enters the fire of hell. So, my dear Islam brothers, you know, we've seen, we've observed how dangerous is the epidemic of lying, and the one who always speaks the lies is recorded as a great liar before Allah Azza wa Jal. Astaghfirullah. A person is recorded as a great liar in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And none of us would like his name to be recorded in the list of criminals. You know, just imagine if someone says to you that I'm going to write your name because of committing so many bad wrong things. What if your name is written as a criminal in the police record? What will a person do? No one wants his name to be in the police record book as a criminal. In the same way, why do we want our name to be written in the name, in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, as a liar, as a kazzab that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned inside the Holy Quran? And lying is such an epidemic. You know, we talk about epidemics, we talk about diseases inside the world. And what happens, you know, nations, you know, we all prepare, millions and millions of pounds is spent on trying to treat the epidemic that has hit that place. But how much do we spend on treating this epidemic of lying? How much time do we spend? How much time do we spend learning about these kind of things? And these kind of things are destroying our iman. They are eating away our iman. And then there will be a time that sadly, Allah Ta'ala forbid, what if we lose our iman? Now, the punishment that will be given to the liars. Listen to this hadith, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, in my dream, a person came to me and requested, accompany me, yani come with me. I accompanied him, and I saw two people at a place, one of whom was standing and the second one was sitting. The one who was standing had hooks made of steel in his hand, which he would put into one jaw of the man who was sitting and would pull them to rip up to his neck. He would then take them out, put them into the other jaw and drag them in the same way. In the meantime, the first jaw would restore to the normal condition. I asked the person who brought me, what is this? He replied, this person is a liar and he will be punished in this way until the day of judgment inside his grave. By telling a lie, one may feel proud by attaining temporary success. You know, you've told a lie and you've got out of that, you know, that mess that you were in. You've saved yourself. And if a person thinks to himself, see, I'm really clever. I've lied. I've said this to him. He didn't even realize. Now, how long are you going to fool the people? You know, you can fool your teacher at school. You can fool your parents. What's going to happen on the day of judgment? What's going to happen when you're buried inside the grave? And there are so many other reasons and so many other, you know, places where a person lies, but he never thinks to himself that he's lying. One man, he stole his cousin's belonging. The owner caught the thief in the blessed Haram in Makkah and claimed for his belongings. Now, this is a very, very, my dear Islam brothers, thought-provoking, you know, event that happened in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Once a man, he stole his cousin's belongings. The owner caught the thief in the blessed Haram in Makkah and claimed for his belongings. But the thief responded, "You are lying." The owner replied, "If it is so, then swear an oath." Listening to this, the thief swore in front of the Holy Kaaba, standing beside Maqam Ibrahim. Seeing this, the owner raised his hands for prayer, standing between Rukn Yamani and Maqam Ibrahim. After a short while, as soon as the owner started praying, the thief went insane, he went pagal, and started screaming, "What has happened to me? And what has happened to the belongings? And what has happened to the owner?" When this news was heard by Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the blessed grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, collected the belongings, handed them over to the owner and went away. Whereas the thief kept running, screaming and crying until he eventually fell over a mountain and ended up being eaten by wild animals. And just imagine, in the sacred Haram of Makkah, that person, he lied. And look at the end result. Now, that doesn't mean that he was in Haram. We're not in Haram. You know, we're in Pakistan or we're in the UK or wherever in the world. We're not in the sacred Haram. So that won't apply to us. You know, Allah Ta'ala's punishment, my dear Islam brothers, is very, very severe. Allah Ta'ala will let you go. He'll give you that time to repent. But if you don't repent, and when he grips someone, that grip will never be easy. So now is the opportunity. Don't think that I'm going to repent when I get old. I'm doing a business. Now we've got a trend. I can't do business without lying. I have to lie. Oh, we're going to get bankrupt if we're going to lie. Why would you get bankrupt? Only because you are lying, your business is running. And seriously, do we want this kind of a business? Do we want this kind of money? My dear Islam brothers, just think to yourself. You know, if because of this, the lying that we are doing every day and night, what if we get caught on the day of judgment? No one's gonna catch you in this world because you're too clever. That's what we think. But when you die, when the angels come inside the grave, on the day of judgment, when you are standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, what's gonna happen? Let's just listen to a few consequences that have been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jami' Tirmidhi, hadith number 1979. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, when a person speaks a lie, the angel moves a mile away from its foul smell. That a person, he smells from the mouth when he lies, and the angel moves away from him. Hadith Abu Dawood, hadith number 4971. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, telling a lie is the greatest treachery. Al-Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Hadith number 16, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, lying is opposite to Iman. Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith number 2322. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, destruction is for the one who speaks lies to make people laugh. You know, sometimes people, when they talk, we're amongst our friends or family, and then we'll be lying just to make them laugh or make them, you know, make an event, make it funny. And people start to put in things that are not the truth. That is lying as well. Shu'abul Iman, hadith number 4832. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever lies in order to make people laugh, falls into the fire of hell at a distance more than the distance between the sky and the earth. We don't even know what the distance is, millions and billions of miles between the sky and the earth. And that is how deep that person will fall into the pit of the fire of hell, that person who lies just to make people laugh. Another hadith, Shu'ab al-Iman, hadith number 4813. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, a person's face darkens due to lying. Another hadith, saying a false thing is a major sin. Another hadith, telling a lie is one of the signs of a hypocrite, of a munafiq. And another hadith, Kanzul Ummal, hadith number 44037. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, on the day of judgment, liars will be included amongst the most hated people in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. All these things, there are so many things written, my dear Islam brothers. No, it's time that we changed our life. And for those people who speak the truth, subhanallah, so many blessings await you in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned many, many ahadith. And I just want to mention one that has been mentioned by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he's quoted. He says, whoever becomes habitual of speaking the truth, Allah Azza wa Jal makes him pious. Further on, he says, number two, he will develop a habit of carrying out good deeds. Number three, by the blessings of speaking the truth, he will remain pious and righteous until he dies. And then there are many other things that have been quoted here as well. So my dear Islam brothers, we need to start to speaking the truth. Whatever happens, whatever the consequences is, as humans we will make mistakes. And we should always own up to our mistake. Never ever let the shaitan deceive us. Never ever let the shaitan deceive us that we have to lie to get out of this, you know, to get out of this mess. We've got to lie. And remember, my dear Islam brothers, always remember to yourself that when you lie once, you will have to lie many, many times. And then when a person keeps on lying, you know, just think that in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, he'll be written down as a kazzab, as a liar. So always speak the truth. Always, you know, teach our children to speak the truth as well. And you might be saying, well, we always teach our children to speak the truth. By saying is something different. Our actions should be that our children, they will look at us and they will start to speak the truth as well. And my dear Islam brothers, and because of speaking the truth, there are so many, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, blessings and so many benefits of speaking the truth as well. And then there are so many different ways that people lie as well. There was once a time when a woman was calling her child and she says that, come to me, I'll give you a date, kujur. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stopped her and he says, are you going to give him a date? And she says that, yes. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he says, if you had not given him anything, it would have been written down as a lie. So many, you know, a person is riding a bike, he falls over, he hurts himself. Someone asks you, are you alright? And that the person says, yeah, I am alright. Even though you are crying because of pain. Yeah, you are not alright, but you are lying. You know, something has happened and someone asks you, how are you feeling? You know, we say, oh yeah, I'm okay. Someone asks you, do you want to eat something? No, I've ate, even though we haven't. You know, so all these little things, these are all, you know, lies. And we've got to keep ourselves away from this. And my dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this is where Dawat Islami comes in. Dawat Islami is a non-political organization that inshallah azza wa jal will try to help us to keep ourselves away from this major sin and many other major sins as well. And in this silsila, this is why we are focusing on these major sins. And in these major sins, they're an epidemic, they're a disease, and a disease, a physical disease that will kill a person. But these diseases, they will destroy your iman. And your iman is the most valuable thing that we have. There is, you can't put a price tag onto the iman. This is how valuable it is. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, try traveling on the Madani Qafile. Try attending the weekly ijtima in your locality. And alhamdulillah, every Saturday, the Madani Muzakara of Amir Ahl Sunnah. Watch that. There's so much knowledge that has to be taught. And inshallah, azza wa jal, all together, if we work on this, maybe inshallah, azza wa jal, we can succeed in making ourselves a good and a pious person. And that is what's going to help us in the grave and in the hereafter. May Allah azza wa jal forgive our sins, For the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah azza wa jal make me and all of us true and pious Muslims. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.